Today is Tuesday, the 11th of February, in the fifth week of ordinary time.
Blessed is he who is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is he whose sin the Lord won't count against him.
The sons of Korah sing Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose sin is forgiven.
When I was silent, I wasted away through all my groaning, every night and day. Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was weakened as in the summer heat. And then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I didn't cover my iniquity. I said I'll confess my sin to you, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. You are my hiding place, and you protect me, and you surround me with redemption songs. Redemption songs.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honours me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.
You abandon the commandment of God, Jesus tells the scribes and Pharisees, and hold to human tradition. But how are we supposed to tell the difference? Over the centuries, many disputes have arisen over this question, and many schisms too. Religion and human tradition are so closely tied up together. But how do you distinguish? How in practice do you tell the difference between the commandments of God and human traditions? In the world around you, where do you see people teaching human precepts as doctrines? Where do you see God's commandments being neglected in favor of human traditions? When you bring food home that you bought in the market, do you wash it? It seems a perfectly sensible, prudent thing to do, and so does washing your hands before meals. So, as you hear the reading again, can you get a sense of what it is that Jesus objects to? Is it the big deal the Pharisees make of it? The way they bring religious language into it? The way they make religious rules about things that are just ordinary common sense?
Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition."
What feelings has hearing these challenging words of Jesus stirred up in you? Do you feel angry, challenged, uncomfortable, uncertain, confused? Whatever your thoughts and feelings are, bring them before the Lord now, speaking to him and listening to him in complete honesty and openness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.